some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller. Holy cow. Last time I did a Sunday broadcast was with my co-host that we're going to be bringing on in just a couple of moments, Mr. Paul in Mass. Of course, you'll know him from paulinmass.tumblr.com for other things, but we're going to be excited to bring Paul on in just a second. This is what we're going to call a special report. As many of you know, one of our favorite channels on SiriusXM bit the dust on Friday, OutQ. And everybody's up in arms about it. Nobody is happy, and especially people who were fans of fantastic shows like The Frank DeCaro Show or The Focus Group with Tim and John. And, of course, you know, our friends Derek and Romain, they've got their own fantastic show on their own network. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. But we wanted to do this show today and just kind of talk about some of our experiences with as a listener, as guests on the show, and also hear from you. If you would like to call in and weigh in today about what is going on in your mind about the demise of this particular channel, call in. We are live. It's 2 p.m. East, 11 West, 323-657-1493. I've got a ton of you that have already called in, but if you call in and just want to listen on your phone, that's great. If you want to talk, though, you've got to press the number 1 on your keypad. That alerts me that we've got somebody who is raising their hand and actually wants to talk. Otherwise, I'm going to leave you alone. And now, without further ado, it is my distinct honor and pleasure to welcome Mr. Paul in Mass back to Rated G Radio. This could also be our Rated LGBT Radio episode for Sunday also, because we do that on Thursday. So welcome back to the show.
Pig fucker, pig fucker, pig fucker.
How are you today?
I'm great. I'm great. I'm sad. I'm mourning the loss of the channel, but I'm actually doing okay today. We had 7 inches of snow last night, and that's 7 real inches, 12 inches in gay. And I'm excited to talk about what I think happened without Q. I've honestly been expecting it to just go away for well over a year now. It's when Michelangelo moved and they never put anything into his slot except repeat. And then this past summer with the abrupt cancellation of Derek and Romain, which absolutely floored me.
Travesty.
The thing is that they were the most popular show. I love Frank DeCaro. Okay, Frank DeCaro made me famous. Frank DeCaro made Paul in Mass who Paul in Mass is today. I owe all of my fame and glory to that fat, furry fuck. But Derek and Romain, honestly, because they had the drive time and just to be gone, boom.
It came as a big shock to everybody, you know, because, again, it's their number one show on the network. They had more paid advertisers than anybody else on the network. God bless everybody else who's on there. And it was a source of endless entertainment. You know, outside of the fact that the show was fantastic, even when they moved things around, when other people were brought on to the network, that they were trying to, you know, shake up how it, you know, the appearance was, you know, Derek and Romain was still the number one show. And outside of that, I think one of the things that's interesting to me, Paul, is how many people have been brought together outside of the programming to become friends, not only on Facebook and social media like you and I have, God bless America, but it's also, you know, brought people together in friendships outside of that in real life with the DNR cruises, the gay days in Anaheim, and all of the other events that are going on. So, you know, I don't know. I love Derek and Romain. I wish, you know, but we can't look back and change the clock. Just look forward. And I look forward now to every 2 o'clock Monday through Friday that DNR are on DerekandRomain.com.
Absolutely. I signed up for Derek and Romain before they even launched. I signed up on Christmas.
Yeah, I think you were one of the first people to sign up because, you know, when Derek and Romain were sending out the notes to everybody, you said, Garrett, I've signed up, and, you know, you got to get your subscription. And I think I waited until the Sunday before. I think it was January 3rd when I finally said, okay, let me go, you know, get my subscription started. And boy, am I ever glad that I did.
Their show is a theirs and theirs alone, number one. The only people they're answering to are the people that are subscribing and themselves, and they have full creative control, which is just fantastic. But they're also listening to people, you know, what we want, what we miss, what we liked about the old show. I would go out door to door and sell it like fucking Mormonism, because I love the show. And quite honestly, I would tell you, you know what? Yeah, they try, but it just isn't as good, and stick with something else. No, it's it's so fucking cheap. That's the thing.
Right. I mean, when you break it down, it's 33 cents an hour, you know? So if you want 33 cents an hour for programming that's going to make you pee your pants, well, you know, I guess it's more because you have to wear Depends, because you're going to pee your pants listening to Derek and Romaine, because they're just hysterical. But, the actual cost itself is 33 cents, you know? It's less than a cup of coffee. We could start doing one of those commercials.
Right. Well, the thing is, even if, like, I can't always, because of it's 5 to 7 here on the East Coast, I can't always listen in live. It is so much easier to listen to their archive show than trying to figure out the on-demand that Sirius had in the first place. You know, I've never heard anything on-demand from Sirius because I couldn't figure it out. We've had Sirius for 13 years now. And for those of you listening that might not know, Paul and Mass originally appeared on Derek and Romaine
right
before,
back in the day.
The reason that I called into the Frank DeCaro show the first time was because the producer of Derek and Romaine was also the producer of Frank.
Greg the Cupcake.
No, actually Dangle and Dan.
Oh my gosh, okay.
And he and I were buddies online. And he had sent me an IM on AOL way back when on the Instant Messenger and asked if I would give a call in because they were looking for callers because they moved from the night slot to the day slot.
My gosh, yeah. I think this is before the SiriusXM merge, because I only started listening when the merger came.
A few years before the merger. Yeah. But no, because I was a caller to Derek and Romaine first. When we discovered OutQ, it was on for the OutQ in the morning.
Paul, I need you to move that microphone just a little bit closer to your mouth.
Sorry. That better?
That's much better. There we go.
Because it started out with OutQ in the morning, and then it went to John McMullen from 11 to 2, and then to Michelangelo, and then Derek and Romaine, then Frank, and then Jeremy. So it's 24 hours live. Fantastic programming. And they let it die. SiriusXM just let it die. They got rid of John McMullen, who was the founder of OutQ in the first place. The corporate people that oversaw everything, all of the management. And the thing is, I've read everything online, all the conspiracy theories. They're not true. They really aren't. It's number one, all the Larry bashing, he is by far a favorite person of mine. He is by far anybody that I respect or even like. He's got nothing to do with it. He wishes he had that kind of power. These are all number crunchers that are sitting in an office and have never even heard a single show on OutKick. They're crunching numbers.
Do you think it's because, you know, it's so much easier and cheaper to run a music station where you just, you know, sit here and play the same, either, you know, and trust me, I listen to 80s on 8 all the time, and I love the VJs. That's my number one station on SiriusXM. So, I mean, there's no complaints out of my mouth for that. God bless them. But, you know, it's a whole lot cheaper to probably, you know, just run the hits and play that versus, it is, you know, having, you know, personalities on the air that are, you know, bringing in listeners and getting an audience and building a loyal family of people who are listening every day.
Absolutely. And they're looking at, they're relaunching it as Pride Music or Pride Radio or what, and it's going to be, I have no idea if it's just going to be gay artists or it's going to be some straight Tech's idea of gay music, and that's all it's going to be, because Sirius obviously needed another all music channel.
Yeah, because there aren't enough all music channels on Sirius already.
Exactly. But it's going to take somebody to go in for a few hours a week, program a week's worth of songs, splice the ads in, or not ads, but splice the little blurbs in, and boom, it's done. It's over with. They don't have to deal with, you know, benefits and pay and figuring out guests and using booking. They're going all celebrity. You know, they want Andy Cohen. Andy Cohen is supposed to be the new gay-related channel. Housewife, I don't know. Straight people, these are straight business people. They think that Andy Cohen speaks for every cocksucker that goes to a glory hole.
Yeah, and that's not true.
No, it's not. And that's where I get mad, because it's like, seriously, you had absolutely no concern for the real heart behind the content, you know?
Well, you know, is that really Sirius's obligation to say, you know, we're going to listen to every demographic that we're marketing to, which means everything across the country, and we have to have a station that's, you know, catering exactly to the content that they want to listen to? You know, we can take a look at cable and see that, you know, there's logo, and we can talk that it's really, you know, the RuPaul channel and nothing else. You know, you got that and repeats of Golden Girls on there, and, you know, nothing else is going on. They don't have any other original programming. So, you know, even that is, you know, it's clear what they're doing there as well.
Right. But that's why, in my opinion, the internet radio is going to be taking off. That's the new frontier, because people like you and Scott with Left of Straight and Derek and Romaine can go out and say, you know what, we can't find what we want to hear on the platforms, terrestrial or satellite.
Right.
Create it, and we're going to put it out there, because people do want it.
Well, you know, and I'm going to just be honest with you, Paul. It was because of people like Frank DeCaro and Derek and Romaine that I said, you know what, I want to do Rated G Radio, and I'm going to do it 5 nights a week. And, you know, I put up all of the, you know, barriers for years about, oh, I can't do it this or that because of this and that. And listening to their show, I said, I want to be like them. You know, when I grow up, I want to be big and strong like Derek and Romaine, or big and strong like Frank DeCaro. And, you know, I have them to thank for that. And here we are 4 years later, and numbers are continuing to increase. I'm syndicated across the pond in the UK and a couple of networks, and it's always number one over there. You know, so you never know where it's going to go, but I think online is exactly it. But the interesting, you know, or the dynamic that here that is, I think, I don't say hard, but that's, you know, you put the host or the show in the position of, okay, how are we going to monetize this now so we can actually, you know, pay rent and buy food and some crazy things like that that were taken care of when we were part of the big corporate giant of, you know, Sirius XM or Clear Channel or whatever the case may be. And I think that, you know, like, you know, you talk to any of the guests that are on the show, and there are, you know, I'll talk about their book or their music or their movie or their whatever. And then I'll say, okay, let's talk about the business of what you're doing. And, you know, 99% of them just go, ugh, I hate having to market. I hate having to, you know, go out and sell. I just want to do the creative part of it. So it's, you know, I agree. I think online radio is the wave of the future. It's easy. You can do exactly what you want when you want. But now you got to go and sell it yourself and, you know, have an ad team out there that's working for you.
And that's the crux of it. That's the problem. You know, but social media, you use social media well, and it's just, everything is word of mouth. Derek and Romaine is all word of mouth.
Yeah, and everybody loves them.
Yeah, and it's getting there, you know. It's getting there, but I completely feel you as far as, you know, it's nice to make enough money to put food on the table, let alone, you know, maybe get a little timeshare down the Palm Springs or something someday.
That would be great. I think we might have to, you know, kind of pool our funds and get a coffee can together, and we can have like a, you know, on the old ABC show with Courtney Cox, we can do penny can. But, yeah, so that's interesting. If you, if anybody wants to call in, again, we're going to take your calls, 323-657-1493. Again, a couple of the shows that I want to make sure that, you know, people are aware of. Of course, we're talking heavily about Derek and Romaine because we just are in a big love fest with them. But you can go to DerekandRomaine.com and sign up. It's a paid subscription service, but when you break it down, it's $20 for 3 months. And, you know, you break it down by the number of hours and all of that. It's 33 cents an hour. Who doesn't have 33 cents to, you know, to be entertained for an hour, you know, but their show's 2 hours. So it's 66 cents a day. Under 75 cents, you're going to get 2 great hours of programming. Really is, you know, if you were a fan of them on SiriusXM, I think you will even be more excited about their programming because I think it's just purely them and it's not anybody telling them what they have to do. Another program that I'm a big fan of and I catch as often as I possibly can is the Left of Straight show with Scott Fullerton. And I know Scott's listening today. If he wants to call in, that would be cool. We can talk a little bit about his experience. But he's on the UBN network out here in Los Angeles on Mondays. And then on Tuesdays, he's right here on Blog Talk as well. And he does a show focused on foodies and celebrities and musicals and Broadway and anything else that Scott wants to talk about. And it's a fun show, fast-paced, and he gets all these great celebrity names there. And then, of course, we also have OutInSantaCruz.com with Rob Watson. Rob is also my co-host on Rated LGBT Radio on Thursday nights. I'm live 5 nights a week, but the history, real quick, Paul, on the Rated LGBT Radio, we started doing some specials last year with Transgender Tuesday with Trucker Patty. Everybody knows Trucker Patty Spangler. And Patty was on for several months, and we really had a great time. And, you know, she's focused on some other things right now, but, you know, I always will have an open door for Patty. And through 6 Degrees of Separation from Kevin Bacon, Rob and I got connected. I'd been a guest on his show. And I said, you know, why don't you come on and do this? And we had such a good time and had such a fantastic response from the listeners. Towards the end of last year, I said, you know, I don't want to tell you, I don't want to get your head too big, Rob, because I still need you to do the show with me once a month. But what would you think if we did it every week? And so we put our heads together about what would work timing-wise, and so we now do the Rated LGBT Radio once a week. That's every Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I just, you know, Rob and I didn't really know what to expect. I said, you know, maybe we'll have guests. We'll just talk about LGBT issues that are on Thursdays. You know, he's a very successful writer and columnist on a variety of different platforms, including what gets picked up nationally on Yahoo all of the time. And he talks about LGBT issues. He talks about being a gay dad. He talks about, you know, things in this community and the workplace and social issues and all the crazy things that are going across the country with, you know, you see the reality shows or the politicians. He covers all the heavy lifting. That's not really my specialty, but he's great at it. And so we said, you know, we don't know how it's going to look or what it's going to happen, but let's do this. And one of the things that I think that we've both been kind of surprised at, a lot of, you know, the show is evolving as we go week to week to week, but we're finding that we have so many people that are reaching out to us now in the LGBT community that say, you know, I'd like to have my voice heard, or I've got this project and I'd really like to make sure the LGBT community hears about it. And I'm a person, Paul, you know me, we've talked over the years, we've now been friends for several years. I usually have one guest on a show, we talk for a full hour about whatever it is that they want to do it, and it's like behind the music, the spotlight, we sell some merch, we, you know, find out all their deepest, darkest secrets, and, you know, we have a great time. It's like sitting down for lunch, and by the end of the hour, you know, you can go and I can go and we're done. But with the Rated LGBT Radio, you know, we're booking guests, you know, 2 per show, plus the, you know, witty banter that Rob and I get to have. And so we're always just amazed, you know, on what's going on. This Thursday, as an example, here's a little quick promo. I've got Chris Ando. He's going to be on the line. He has a best-selling book that he has about stories in, you know, growing up, especially in the St. Louis and the Midwest area. That's in section one. In section two, we have Ryan Kaplan. He's a producer of a new movie. It's called Rainbow, and we're going to have him on in the second part of the show. And you know, I keep telling Rob, I said, I'm sorry, but, we're just getting all these great people, and I can't turn them down because they've got things that are coming up that we really need to make sure people are hearing about, and it's so much fun to have such a variety, but my head does kind of get a little, because the blonde you'd think is almost natural, Paul, but you know me, you've seen my roots, it's not. But I get a little dizzy because we have so much going on. It's very fast paced and just so much fun. But the rest of the week I try to keep it just down to one guest, and then Friday we've got the Friday night dance party as well. But so we've got programming here for the LGBT community from Left of Straight out in Santa Cruz with Rob Watson and Steph. This show, we've got Derek and Romaine, and I'm sure there's other programs out there as well. I just, I'm good friends with Scott and Rob, so here I am, shilling for their programs today because I love them. If you know of a program you like to listen to online, I'd love to either, know what it is and or, talk to the people who are doing that so we can maybe do a little cross promotion for one another, because I think there's enough unique programming and different styles of things that we're doing on a regular basis that it lifts everybody up. So if I can say, make sure to tune in at 2:00 on Monday for Scott's show, or 3:00 on Tuesday for Scott's show, or 7 p.m. on Saturday night for Rob's show, there's enough radio out there for everybody. And, like with Derek and Romaine, if you miss it live, and I miss it live most days, but it's kind of like, it's that old friend. They're not old, so I don't want to say that. They're your trusted friends. You can go and press that play button anytime you want. And, it's just like picking up and, the show goes. And if you catch it towards the end, it starts again and you get your 2 hours of programming anytime you want. Same concept here. If you miss the show live, I always tell people, don't worry about what time we do the show. Listen when it's convenient for you. So if you miss the live broadcast, that's okay. Just click the play button or go back into the archives and listen, and you'll always be able to hear the programming for that day. And it goes back, we've done 800-900 episodes, so you can go back and listen to any of those that you want. And I think most of the broadcasts for the shows are also available on podcasts. So if you're listening to anything, then you want to subscribe, just, check that out on iTunes. But,
okay.
First of all, I actually set you up with them.
Paul, I can't hear you again. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. That better?
There we go.
Here we go. All right. Now, I just have to say, for Chris Ando, page 474 is really the only page you have to read in his book, because that's where I'm
Yes, that is true. Page 474 in Chris's book is absolutely a must-read.
474. Actually, I agree with everything that you're saying. I like the internet radio that I listen to because all of it is available as archived later, so I can listen whenever I get a chance to. I listen to your Rated G and Rated LGBT usually the following morning because you're 5:00 east and I'm too fucking old. I'm in bed at
You should be too fucking old, but it could also be that you just had something else to do at that particular time. So, that's why I'm never offended when people say, I missed the show. It's like, you didn't miss it. Just press play, But, hey, I think we've got Scott calling in from the Left of Straight show. Should we bring him on the line and chew his ear for a little bit?
I think so. Sure, why not? Come on, Scotty.
Okay, let's do that. Okay, Scott, welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
I'm just an attention whore. I heard my name. I had to call in.
Well, okay. So I always talk to Paul ahead of time, and when he's on the show. And so I'll ask you too, but I have a feeling I think I already know the answer. What's the weather like back in your neck of the woods?
Oh, it's crazy. Paul's got to probably have it worse than me, but I posted on Facebook this morning. I woke up at my 7:45 sleep-in time today to a -9 degrees here in Northeast Ohio.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
I know, it's horrible, but I'm sure Paul was a little worse. He's a little farther up north than I am.
Actually, no, we got down to -6. That was the lowest. So I'm right on Lake Ontario, so the weather pattern either goes north of us or south of us. It very rarely hits us.
Well, it's very possible because of Valentine's Day, too. It's just frigid because I'm single, so that added a couple degrees, too.
No, come on, Scott. If it's going to be one of those things, it's extra cold, so you have the extra incentive to go out and find a honey to snuggle with tonight.
This is true. There is all the incentive involved. You're right there.
Okay.
But, hey,
so
this is a great show
weather.
Today, Garrett. I appreciate you really talking about all this because I think it's so true. I mean, I've only started on internet radio. I was never even a big listener of satellite radio because I'm basically a cheap bastard. But I've heard so many good things about all the shows on there. But I'm an internet guy, and I just think that I agree with Paul and you that the future is internet radio. It's free, so you get a lot more people. But B, it's a lot more organic. I mean, we're not getting paid like you talked about earlier. We're not getting paid to do this. We're doing this because we love to do it. We love our community. We love to have a little fun. We like to promote ourselves a little bit, of course. But it's people like Paul and Tony Guadagnino and people you meet relationships on here that you don't necessarily will find from any bigwigs paying you to be on their show, right? You're doing it through friendships and word of mouth to grow your show.
Well, you know, and of course, I'm going to be the first to say it. If Sirius calls me tomorrow and says we're going to offer you a big fat six-figure contract to come and do a show, I'll be like, hasta la vista, baby. You know, so I will tell you, you know, my door is always open. But I do it because I love it. I've met so many awesome, cool people, just like you, Scott. I've met Paul. And you make these friendships that you would think never in a million years would I have ever known these people if it weren't for the fact that I get to do this radio show five nights a week. And it's one of those things that has become a passion project for me. You know, I want to ask you about this in just a second. But for anybody who's listening, I hated my life 5 years ago. I hated it a lot. And I would come home every day and say, I've got to figure out something that I can do that just divorces me from my day job so I can mentally go do something else. What will be something I would love to do? And as I'm sitting here listening to my, you know, Sirius XM, and I'm listening to, you know, the Derek and Romaine show, and I'm listening to Frank, and I'm listening to Michelangelo, and I'm listening to all these, you know, friends that, you know, are calling in and that I've made acquaintances, and I said, I want to do radio, you know, and just like I was telling Paul. And so when I started doing this, I never in a million years thought I was going to make the friends that I've made, the relationships that I've done, and the show is going to take off where it was at. It was just like, you know, I need to, you know, if I'm going to do this show, I'm going to do it, and it's going to be my distraction for the day. I didn't know I was going to love it as much as I do. So, well, yes, there is that love of doing the show. It, you know, it certainly has opened up a lot of creative doors for me. It's you know, got me into the music. It's got me into, you know, writing and doing a little bit of acting here and there. And I'm grateful for all of that, because if I didn't have this platform to act as a launching pad, I never would have done any of these other things that have come into my life in the last 4 years. So I'm very grateful for that. Now, so why did you, and we've talked about this before on the show, but since, you know, there may be people who are listening and either haven't heard the Left of Straight show either on UBN or on the Blog Talk platform, why did you get involved into doing radio here, Scott?
Well, my story is a little different. Like we've talked about before, I came into it out of, honestly, like you came into it because you were kind of sick of everything was going on in your life. I did it because I needed an outlet in mine. I had moved back home to take care of my dying dad, and I needed something to keep me sane. And I've been very active in the LGBT community for a long time, and listening to people like your radio show and, like, knowing about the Derek and Romaine shows and seeing Frank DeCaro on internet and then listening to some of the free internet radio that was out there already, this is something that was going to be an outlet for me to do something for my community, to have a little fun for me, and to give me a release. So for that was it for me. I wanted to release, to be able to do something, to have some kind of a sanity project for myself, so to speak. And then, as you said, you come to love it. I have started meeting so many great people. I was very blessed to get some really great interviews with nice people that people seem to want to listen to. And the thing that I really love about internet radio is there's so much happening in the LGBT community. We're getting so more mainstream every single day that when you see something like an OutQ shut down, you don't want to lose that outlet. You need to have that outlet so people actually learn about things. It's not anymore trying to go to the seediest part of your neighborhood and try to find that gay bar hidden in the corner. We're out and proud now, and it's really, I like the fact that we're using internet radio, and Sirius did a fantastic job, I think, was a pioneer in getting our community known out there. So I hate to hear a voice like that silenced.
Well, you know, it is what it is. So now, you know, there are all these other, you know, places out there like your program, like, you know, Rated G Radio, Rated LGBT Radio, Derek and Romaine out in Santa Cruz. Again, so I'm promoting those four shows today. There we go. But there's content out there for us. So when you got ready to do yours and you said you know, how did you pick the slant of what you wanted to do? Because I think that to me is interesting in itself, because it's not like I'm going to be the catch-all for everybody. When you and I first talked, you said, I do three things. And I was
right.
Like, okay, I kind of respect that.
Yeah, like I said, this is a passion project for me, so I'm going to do something that I'm interested in. And if anyone listens in, fantastic. If they don't, I'm having a good time doing it. So my three main areas of expertise or fun for me was the area of entertainment. I'm originally from L.A. I lived there for 29 years before I'm back here in the frozen tundra of Northeast Ohio. So I love the entertainment industry down there. I love foodies. I watch all the food competition shows. I like going out to nice restaurants and kind of just having fun that way. And I'm a voracious reader. I love to read. So those are my three big areas of interest. So I love talking to people in those things. They excite me. It makes hopefully my interviews a little more interesting because I'm actually a fan of the people I'm talking to instead of just helping them sell or plug their product, which we do, of course. But it's like, for me, it's just so much fun to do it.
What's been one of your biggest gets or shocking gets that you've had on your show? Because you've had some really amazing guests on, you know, and again, like you self-admit, you said you started this how many months ago?
I started June 30th, so it's only been about 7 months now.
Yeah, and out of those 7 months, you've had amazing names. Who have been some of the surprises that have said, yeah, I'll come and do your show?
Well, probably the biggest name that I've had on so far has been Margaret Cho. She was on a couple weeks ago, just an icon in so many areas that was a serious pleasure to have her on. But I came out of the gate, to me, strong. My very first show, I had Kelly McCracken on, who nobody probably knows, but she was one of the plaintiffs for the Supreme Court case along with Jim Obergefell. So, and she's actually from my area of Northeast Ohio. And I had her and I had Ben Patrick Johnson, who's a very prolific voiceover person and activist in L.A. And him and his husband, I had them come on the show. So I felt like I started out strong. And I've been so lucky to have people like I said, fun authors. S.A. Collins does some great, fun little porn writing that people talk about. Just have, they're not porn, but it's more erotic fiction for male. That's been kind of a fun series we've been going through. I've had people that are movie makers. I've had you for Stingers. I've had Blake MacIver and Emerson Collins from The People's Couch and all of their productions. I've had Del Shores, which is a treasure in the LGBT industry for his movies such as Southern Baptist Sissies and Sordid Lives. So I've had a really come in. I've talked to Steve Grand through another guest of mine. He'll be coming on soon. And just fun people such as that. I've got to talk to some of my favorite foodie people that have just so much fun. I got a fun bunch of recipes that they've sent out to me. And I'm just having a blast, I got to tell you.
So you did your show Left of Straight right here on the Blog Talk format. And then, I mean, who does shows on multiple networks at the same time? That would be you, Mr. Scott Fullerton. So how did your show on the UBN network also start?
Well, I haven't decided if it's very smart or very stupid yet, but it's a lot of fun. That's for darn sure. honestly, like I've told you before, the thing, Blog Talk Radio, we are on our own, man. We are our own engineer. We're our own promotion. We're our own everything. And that was fun, but it's scary as heck. And I was so new to it, I was a little freaked out. And so when I came on to Blog Talk, I was looking for other options. And UBN supplied all that fun stuff. They had an engineer that works for you. They kind of help you promote a little bit. And it was just for me. And they have video where I can, I do all audio, and I always make the joke that I have the face for radio, but I have some great guests on. So I have the option of bringing them into the studio out of LA there to come on. You're going to be on the air. So we get to see your lovely face on February 29th. So it's kind of a fun option to have through UBN as well, where I can kind of have that connection in LA that I don't have sitting here in my couch in my skivvies here in Northeast Ohio.
Okay, good. So I'm glad that you're telling us that you're all wearing your underwear today, because that's about as far as I made it after getting my workout done. So I am actually technically in my briefs sitting here doing the show, but it is also going to be 78 degrees here today. So I don't really feel, you know, that I'm that unclothed at this point. But so I got a question for you, Scott. By the way, if you've called in, because I have a ton of you that are calling in today, if you'd like to ask a question of Scott or Paul or make a comment, I need you to press 1 on your keypad, because otherwise it just looks like you're dialing in to listen by your phone, which is great. I don't want to interrupt your listening experience today by just rudely bringing you on the air and having you go, I didn't want to talk, because that freaks people out. So if you want to talk, you got to press number 1. With that, we've got somebody pressing number 1 on. We've got a couple people. So hang tight. We're going to bring – we've got Paul and Mass on the line. We've got Scott Fullerton with Left and Straight. We're going to bring a caller on now. And we haven't screened you, so all I can say is 215, you are live on the air. Thanks for calling in. Who's this?
It's CR and PA, a minion of Paul's.
There we go, CR, welcome.
And I just wanted to say, yes, internet wouldn't it be great if the refugees from the OutQ massacre would get together and start their own little all together and do a like you're doing right now. And just have like different times of the day where they're all in, just like they were on the radio, and just have their own little spot.
I think Derek and Romaine talked about this on their program either on Friday or earlier in the week. You know, it's one of the things that they keep saying is, you know, they need to have the listeners, you know, sign up. And of course, you know, there's a dollar investment in here too as well. But they need to have verifiable numbers to be able to say, listen, we can sustain a network of LGBT programming. Look at the number of subscribers we have. Based on this, we can get X number of advertisers paying X number of dollars, and then we can also bring on other talent on the air so it can be, you know, more hosts, more programming, more all of this. Romaine writes about this on our blog. So it'd be awesome to make that happen, and I don't think there's anybody that's listening today that would disagree with you. It just has to happen, you know, when the money's right, you know, because it only pays for itself when people are paying for it.
Right. And the other thing is, anything you have, and Paul knows Frank very well, anything that has to do with word of mouth with him gets a chance of being eaten if it gets near Frank's mouth. So, you know, you got to be careful, you know. He might have to, someone else is going to have to do the word of mouth for him because he'll just swallow it. So,
well, Paul, do you want to reply to that?
Well, the thing is even without chocolate sauce, Frank would eat it. So, and bad news is bitter any other time.
I love Frank. Frank is just wonderful, though. He always kids him about his overactive appetite.
Well, CR, I love that you call in today. If you are enjoying the show today, and again, this is, you know, Paul and I kind of threw this together at the last second on Friday when, you know, the official, you know, hammer and the nail were calling, you know, being pounded into the coffin as Paul's the last caller on the focus group. The last caller, by the way, so we'll ask Paul about this in just a second, the last caller ever on OutQ.
He's gone down in history.
Well, he makes history for a lot of reasons, but that is one of them that's going to add to the list.
Well, I'll tell you what. What's interesting is because of the Frank DiCaro show, I was in Pittsburgh 2 years, and he was there both years. I got to actually meet Paul in person because of that, because I heard he was coming to Pittsburgh, and I said, oh, I got to go, and I got to go see Frank. And that year he had Jim, and Paul had Jim with him, and They are the nicest.
Aren't they the nicest people in the world? You just want to hang out with Frank and Jim all day long.
Yeah, and I mean Paul's Jim too. They were all awesome out there. So, if you like what you hear,
I'm gonna ask you to send me a note or send Paul a note, and we'll think of different ways that we can, you know, keep the momentum going with you know the fans of the old show.
You know,
so.
Even though Frank might be out on the road or doing something, you can get something like this together maybe once or twice a week. Get him and maybe Doria together on and, you know, do a little something. Because you can do, you know, this is pretty much, you can almost do this from anywhere, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we are doing it from anywhere, so there you go, CR.
And it doesn't always have to be every week, you know. It doesn't always have to be every day of the week. You can have... once or twice a week, you know, just to keep in touch, just to keep them out there and keep them, you know, get the news and get everything, you know, get there where they're going to be and what they're doing. So,
They have an open door here, and I know I've reached out. I know Scott's either reached out or reaching out to them. So we would welcome them at any time they would like to come on and talk about what's going on in their lives. So we'll make sure that we pass along your comments here. We're going to go to our next caller, though, but I appreciate you calling in, and I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Goodbye.
Stay warm.
Have fun.
Thanks, CR. Okay, our next caller is calling from the 917 area. 917, you are live. Who's this?
It's your best friend, Romaine.
Romaine, I love you.
I love you too. It's Valentine's Day, and I was really feeling the love from you guys, and so I thought,
That's awesome.
I need to get off my butt and go call those guys.
I'm glad you did. So, what are you doing today that's special for you and your honey?
Nothing. I'm the worst wife ever. Have we not already established this?
Well, hope springs eternal. So, do you guys have any plans? Are you going to do anything fun at all?
Well, my brother's visiting this weekend. My brother's Saban, and anyone who listens to the show knows that he's super high maintenance. So I've been hanging out with him, and I think Iris and I are just going to enjoy a nice quiet night together tonight. Maybe I'll get a little loving. Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah, there you go. Hubba hubba. So what do you have in store for your show this week?
We have quite a few fun guests on this week. I think we have Suzanne Westenhofer. My mom is going to be on the show this week to talk about some of her upcoming gigs. You're going to be on the show.
I'm going to be on Friday at 3 p.m. East, Pacific time. There we go.
Yeah. And then we got a couple other people planned. I mean, the nice thing about the new show is that, we book guests when we feel like it, but we don't feel like we have to all the time.
Right.
We always thought the good... In many ways, we found that the listeners liked the banter between Derek and I the best, and which always cracks me up. And I'm like,
I tell everyone,
so
you can just read the phone book, and we would be thrilled just to have you read the New Jersey phone book, and that would be fantastic by us. But we're so glad you do talk about other things also.
Well, and I've been listening to the conversation you guys have been having about the radio industry and the voice of the LGBT community in the industry. And, I have some really strong feelings about it. I think, one, if we want a voice and we want to have a voice in this industry, we have to do the work. And, it's not one of these things where you just launch a show and hope that it's going to succeed and hope that people are going to show up. You have to get out there and you have to work really hard to promote that. And, it's not easy. It's super stressful. It's not for the faint of heart, as I'm sure you have found. But if you really believe in what you're doing and you really believe in the community you're serving, you do it and you love doing it. I mean, it really is a passion project. And I think that, what we'll see with the fall of OutQ is there are going to be some people who really want to do it. And there are going to be some people who have enjoyed being a part of a corporate machine that does all the work for you, that aren't going to want to do it. And I think that's okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
I think what's most important though, is that there is a place for the community to go when they want.
Exactly.
A place.
Yeah. Which you do brilliantly, by the way. And you know that.
Well, I mean, listen, Derek and I are really dedicated to it. I mean, I think for us, we were heartbroken by the response of the community when our show was canceled from Sirius. And, we wanted to help mend that heartbreak, and that meant something to us. It's a huge responsibility, but it's one we take very, very seriously. And, we want to be a part of making sure our community has a voice and has a place to go and call their own, because we understand the value of that. And I think that's something that not every major corporation will understand, and certainly corporations that are run by straight people. It's hard for them to understand why something like OutQ is important.
Well, can we go back and talk about January 4th on the debut of DNR 2.0 and what it did to the network and the servers and everything? Because, for everybody who's listening, it's real cute that we have Romaine on the show, and it's real cute that we've got Paul and Mass. It's real cute that we got Scott Fullerton with Leftist. It's all very cute. But what really tells a story about the demand and popularity of Derek and Romaine and what their impact is to the LGBT community can be seen easily from what happened on January 4th on Monday. Romaine, what happened?
Well, I mean, we went to launch the show. We put months and months into work into building the infrastructure that we needed. I mean, we wanted to own our space that we created because we were tired of working for the man,
yep.
as it were. And so we built this space, and, you know, we went and got all the tech that we needed, and we really built this space. And I, you know, we were excited. I was so nervous from a technological standpoint. I was literally peeing my pants behind the scenes. And 5 minutes before the launch of the show, there was such a demand on our website that it completely just killed the website. The people who logged in early were able to hear the show because the server for our show is separate from the server for our website. But if you didn't get in early, you couldn't even get onto the website to get onto the server for the show.
Yeah.
It was crazy. It was sheer madness. Derek and I were freaking out, and yet we had our first show to do, and so we still had – the show goes on. It doesn't – it's not like,
right.
Oh, wait, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, we can't do the show right now because we're having technical issues. And so we were able to get the site back up, but again, the demand hit it so hard the second it went up, it crashed again, and it took hours for us to breathe life back into the site. Awesome.
Or the first day you had something like 1.2 million people trying to hit the system all at the same time?
Yeah, we had 1.1 million hits in the first hour.
Wow.
Which was more than we ever expected. It was craziness. And, you know, and then we went and we really souped up the things a lot. Because, you know, we based what we, you know, the servers and all that, we based all that on what we thought the demand would be.
Sure.
We were wrong.
I'm glad you were wrong. That's awesome.
Yeah, and now it's been a little bit of a game of trying to figure out, you know, how do we expand as quickly as possible without, you know, degrading the quality of what we're doing. I mean, one of the things we really strive for is having the highest quality broadcast that we can provide. And that is, you know, trust me when I say we've spared no expense, it's been grueling putting this all together.
Well, you can tell. I know Paul wants to ask you guys some questions here, but I know that from a listener standpoint, right before the show today, I'm listening to your Friday show twice. So I was in the second go round of listening to your show again. It's one of those things, you know. It's a you know, like having good friends in the same room with you, or, you know, having that familiar voice and the tone. Even if you've heard it once, hearing it a second time really is a nice thing to have. And as crazy and as funny as your show is, DerekRomaine.com is where you'd register, of course, to pick it all up. It's something that I love listening to, and I don't care if I've heard you guys again. And you can tell from a sound quality that the show really is first class, and that is really a treat for all of your fans that are tuning in every day.
Well, I'll tell you this. We spent more money on our phone systems alone than I used to make in a month working for SiriusXM.
Wow.
So I can tell you, we spent some serious money on the tech behind the scenes. But it's, you know, it's absolutely worth it. And, you know, it's all for the benefit of the listeners and our community. I mean, that's why we do it. There's no other reason to do it than you want to see our community come together and you want to see them have something that they love.
And I thank you for that. Paul, I'm sorry to monopolize here. What do you want to – I want to make sure you feel loved here. So, you know, talk to me.
Yeah, Paul, we love you.
I always feel loved. The love that I need to feel is from me, and I always get that. Being narcissistic is so mascara. But, no, I just wanted to let people know more so. Romaine, thank you so much for calling in. We had no idea that Romaine was listening. So all of the kind things that we said about DNR.
We didn't know.
We didn't
know. No, you didn't know. And that was the best part. I just wanted to surprise you guys.
No, it's so worth it. Ian, it doesn't even have to start as a $20 mark. You can sign up for 1 month for $6.95, but you can't get a triple cappuccino with Starbucks for that. And if you don't like it, cancel. It will be no questions
yeah.
asked. Don't like it? We don't fucking care.
You can even get a 2 day. You can get a 2 day trial to the show, but you know, we tried to make it really affordable. I mean, obviously we have a lot of expenses because, like I said, we spared no expenses in building this network. But you know, we want to make it affordable for people. We know that, you know, when you are paying for a product, you expect high quality, and that's what we're trying to deliver. And you know, and you guys were talking about it earlier, but you know, our goal is to expand our network. You know, it isn't. We don't want this to be about Derek and Romaine. We want this to be about the multitude of voices that make up our community. And, you know, Derek and I have had endless conversations of what that looks like and what that sounds like. And, you know, we want diverse voices. That was something that we felt was always lacking at SiriusXM, that we want to represent in moving forward and in the future.
Do you need a really bitchy queen to take callers and tell them off?
I mean, I think there's been plenty of people that have been bitchy and have been telling SiriusXM off, and I just sit back in the corner and giggle.
We try. But no, Romaine, thank you so much, and seriously, just sign up to DerekAndRomaine, all spelled out, .com, and just click on the subscribe, $6.95 for the first month if you don't want to go for the all-out 3 months. Give them a listen for a couple of weeks, and you'll absolutely fall in love.
And
they've got the chat room, which is such an incredible bonus.
You know, that was Derek's idea, and the reason for that coming to be was because we also do these cruises with our listeners, and our favorite part of the cruisers was when they would get to know one another and these beautiful friendships that would form, and they're very lasting relationships. And we wanted to find a way that listeners could have that same kind of community building, friendship building experience while listening to the show, but also while just engaging with one another. And that's why we did the chat room, actually.
Oh, it's a blast.
Not for the dirty stuff that happens in there.
There might be dirty stuff that happens, but, you know, it's, yeah. The people that you have brought together on the Derek and Romaine show, it is crazy the loyalty and friendship of that. And, you know, these people are fiercely loyal to you guys, but boy, the friend that amongst them is just incredible. It's not. So, and Paul, I think I lost you. I'm going to move on to our next caller here, but I'll see you live this Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific on Rick and Romaine. I think I've lost my body. I'm going to put her back on. We've got another 812. Again, I haven't pre-screened this. My internet is just running around. Something that I've got here. 812, you're now live on the show.
Boy, it makes me feel like I'm on Frank DeCarroll's on the screen again here in just my area code.
Really mumbled. I heard parts of that. I'm sure it's the odds that we've got here. 812, and can I get your name?
Yes, my name's Richard. I'm from Indiana.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. I'm going to try and hold for a real quick second. We'll try to bring you back on. Paul, still there? So you're still there?
Garrett, you might want to check. It might be you breaking up a bit because I heard him fine, but you're the ones breaking up for me.
Okay, so AutoCAD has got great things happening here, apparently. So the internet knows what's going on. But, you know, we'll just, like we say, like Romaine says, you know, the show must go on. So, Paul, how are you doing out there in New York? What do you got planned for the rest of the day?
Now you're coming in right clear, and I think we lost Paul, unfortunately.
Oh, I think we lost Paul. Well, there we go. Let me tell you, it's been a pleasure. We'll start wrapping up the show here and just let everybody know. Again, you can catch Scott. Scott, tell everybody where people can find you on your two programs.
You can always check the replay at www.leftofstraight.com. That's LEFTOFSTR and the number 8.com. I'm live on, as you said, Mondays from 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific time and 5 p.m. Eastern time. Let's go to the website. You can find out all that. I really want to thank you. It's such a thrill to hear Romaine. I mean, like I said, I never got to listen to their show that much, but just her activism, everything she did since Matthew Shepard, she's just an amazing hero of mine. So that was so cool to have her call in. And everything you've done, everything Rob's done, I'm just so excited to be part of this group of internet listeners. I offered Paul his own show on my network, so I hope that Chris guy twists his arm. We get some people on there because I think we're going to have a lot of fun on internet
Let's
radio.
Let's make
next
it work for
year.
Paul. Yeah, Paul's Paul's so entertaining. I love Paul, and I'm so grateful that he took time out of his 6 degree below zero temperatures to do this. So everybody, check out Scott's programming, Left of Straight. Again, check out Rob Watson on Left of Straight. We already said that on OutInSantaCruz.com. He's live every Saturday night at 7 p.m. And of course, DerekAndRomaine.com. That's a subscription based service. And like I said, 2-day free trial or $6.99 a month. I elected for the 3-month trial because, or 3-month program, because I just knew I was going to stick around because I was heartbroken when they were taken off the air. So getting them 5 nights a week is just really an amazing thing. It's $20 every 3 months, and that helps keep you getting fresh programming. And if you like the show, make sure you tell your friends. Like Romaine was saying, that you know they've made a big investment in the quality of the equipment and everything else to make sure the sound sounds fantastic for you 5 nights a week. And with growing numbers, they can make other magic happen. I will welcome any of you back this coming week on the program. Starting tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, we've got comedian John Cooperman. On Wednesday's show, we have psychic Rebecca Fisk. On Thursday, of course, it's rated LGBT Radio with Rob Watson, with guest Chris Ando and then Ryan Kaplan. And then on Friday, on the Friday night dance party, I've got Jasmine Crowe, indie artist, who is heating up all kinds of charts with her song Skeleton. And we're going to be talking to her about her musical journey and experience, and I cannot wait for that. I'll also be a phone-in guest on the Derek and Romaine Show at 3 p.m. on Friday, Pacific Standard Time. So check that out as well. Scott, any last closing comments before I play the number one song in America on two networks right now?
How exciting is that, by the way? Congratulations. I'm so excited for that. But no, just nothing. Just I really appreciate that you taking the time to really go over, and we definitely want to give credit where credit's due. Derek and Romaine and OutQ really kind of set this ball running 12 years ago. Frank DeCaro and everyone, and I'm proud to be part of the new wave with you and with Rob and with Derek and Romaine, kind of hoping lead the way. We're going to keep internet radio going stronger than ever. So thanks for all you're doing.
There we go. Thank you, Scott. Our Mutual Admiration Society meeting is over for the day. Here is a little gay wedding. It's my song celebrating marriage equality. We will see you live tomorrow night. Don't drive distracted, and I love you for being here.
Second to no one. Hey, Mr. Mister, our time has come. Hey, Mr. Mister, marry your true love. Hey, Mr. Mister, hot bun. If I cannot say to start again, if I not say for a gay wedding. Sister, now you have the right. Hey, sister, sister, she can be your wife. Hey, sister, sister, true love. Hey, sister, sister, go on, take her hand. Hey, sister, sister, true love. It's a not day to start again. It's a for a gay wedding. It's a nice day to start to no one. We've been together so long. Vows made today are so strong. No matter the state.
listening to Rated G Radio.